In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The text is the reading from Ecclesiastes that you heard just a moment ago. I'd like to read this short sentence again, where the writer says, "Everything was meaningless, a chasing after the sun." The writer of Ecclesiastes is certainly in a funk. He, in fact, in this entire book is saying that all of life from a human perspective, without the grace of God, is empty and meaningless. Just listen to how it begins this whole book. "Meaningless, meaningless," says the teacher, "utterly meaningless. Everything is meaningless." And then in the reading you just heard, after testing himself with pleasure to find out what was good, he still ends up saying, "When I surveyed all that my hands had done and what I had toiled to achieve, everything was meaningless, a chasing after the wind. Nothing was gained under the sun." Nothing worked for him. Not laughter, not finishing great projects, building houses, planting vineyards, making gardens and parks, possession of herds and flocks, and silver and gold, acquiring men and wind singers, and not even a harem. All of this was meaningless, a chasing after the wind. And if you read the rest of the book of Ecclesiastes, the meaningless theme continues. Wisdom, toil, advancement, all are on the writer's meaningless list. What is on our list? Is it the study of theology? What about all of the things that we here at this seminary work hard at? From teaching, to studying, to administering, to whatever our task might be. Meaningless? Just going through the motions? A chasing after the wind? Yes. Unless, like the writer of Ecclesiastes, we, by God's grace, find our highest good in our one good shepherd, our Lord Jesus Christ. Did he not say, "I have come that you might have life, life in all of its fullness"? Is he not the one who helps us make sense out of what we are doing with our lives? Yes, when we set goals and never seem to meet them, when we settle for less than what God wants to give us. Do we truly understand that? Do we realize that Christ, our Lord and Savior, is the one who empowers us to live beyond ourselves, yes, empowers us to live for him and for others? Do we believe that it is he and he alone who helps us find peace and hope and meaning in the maddening pace of our lives, that he promises to walk ahead of us and teach us to look ahead, not backward? Ziggy, the comic strip character, in one of his cartoons says it this way. Walking boldly ahead with strong steps, he says, "Your past failures will always overcome you if you stop chasing after your future successes." Let me repeat that. Your past failures will always overcome you if you stop chasing after your future successes. I wonder how many of us have allowed our past failures, or what we call life's meaningless moments, to get in the way of living a full and happy life now. Does not one failed test sometimes stop you from studying for the next one? Does not a bombed lecture cause you profs to maybe slough off in preparing for the next lecture? Do not failed relationships keep us at times from developing new ones? Now, while success may not be the goal we Christians are striving after, Ziggy is correct in that if we want to be blessed in the future, we must put aside our past failures or forget them. We must rise above the times in life that life seems meaningless. How wonderful that Christ has done this for us. How wonderful it is that our past sins are nailed to the cross. How wonderful it is that God no longer holds them against us. How wonderful that because of the cross and our Lord's resurrection, we don't have to feel that life is meaningless, that we don't have to carry the baggage of our sin anymore. In promising a full and abundant life with Him, our Lord gives us the power of His love, its purpose, its meaning. What peace that love gives us. It cuts through this life's uncertainties and tells us that we belong to Him who has risen and now lives in us. Meaningless? A chasing after the wind? No. Life rich, full, and abundant. May your prayer and mine therefore be, save us, Lord, from our empty search for a self that does not really exist apart from you. Bring us into the fold of your embrace. Crack open our hearts and awaken our sense of longing for your love. Restore us, O Lord, and come and live in our hearts. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.